And on the line we have Jamin Sayes. He's the winner of the Master Plumbers Awards, held in a virtual audience, obviously, because of the COVID-19. Good morning, Jamin.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? You're not out duck shooting today?
Yeah, hiking, actually.
Whereabouts are you this time?
Just in the Hakaramatas.
And what are you going for?
Oh, just a few friends going up to the top there.
Oh, very good.
So, something we do most weeks.
Okay, mate, you sound like you're a little bit out of breath. You might have to pull yourself up a stump and have a sit for a sec. Now, the Plumbing Awards were held a couple of weeks ago. Now, obviously, normally you'd have an audience. It was the same as the Certified Builders Award. That was cancelled because of the whole thing. Now, how did the awards take place? What sort of things did you actually have to provide or do to win this pretty momentous award?
It took place through Facebook video watch party thing, I guess, and we just sort of hung out at home instead of at a black tie event, so it was convenient and quick, so it was
so the award was taking place online, but what were the sort of things that you actually had to provide to go in contention to win the award?
Yeah, so you need to be nominated, and we were nominated by someone, a senior plumbing member of the Master Plumbers, and then we need to provide quite a detailed list or write-up of all the different areas of our business and what we do in those areas, including marketing and our team and the kind of work we do and the numbers and, you know, how it's performing and anything else that, need to be pointed out. So
that's
submitted to the Master Plumbers.
That's really good. I really like that it was a holistic approach to the whole business as opposed to just your skill at plumbing, which is clearly really, really good. I'm picking you're really good at siliconing, because I tell you what, the one thing I struggle with sometimes is, you know, you put a nice vanity in and then it's got to be siliconed across the back. By crikey, yeah. Siliconing's hard, huh?
Yeah. No, there's years of practice that go into a good silicon job, that's for sure.
Hey, so what's your prize? What do you get for becoming 2020 Master Plumber of the Year?
Yeah, we're receiving the Big Green Man trophy next week.
Excellent.
And I'm not really sure what else comes with it, to be honest. So
prestige.
Just letting it be a surprise here. And got a few other things from other people here. And Reem sent us a bit of a package and that sort of thing. So,
how long have you had your own business for?
10 years, coming up 11 years in November. So been around a little while now, and been plumbing for another 10 years before that.
And the COVID thing obviously affected you like everyone else. Has you picked up pace since coming back into it? Is it sort of almost back to normal?
Yeah, we're busier than usual, I would say.
Yeah.
A little bit. Definitely the first couple of weeks were. It's starting to go back a little bit more normal now. But obviously this accolade is helping us as well. So.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do? Is it predominantly residential, or do you cover off commercial work as well?
Yeah, it's predominantly residential, but we do get into a bit of commercial stuff. Basically, depends who rings us with their issues. We'll try and help them out, and if we can't, we'll steer them in the right direction. But, you know, we'll help service some supermarkets and restaurants and things like that, as well as your day-to-day sort of bathrooms and kitchens and laundries and replumbs and hot water systems.
Mm. You touched a little bit on, you know, Hamish said it, you know, it's all very well doing and the same in the carpentry building industry, it's all very well doing your work and doing it to a great standard, but it's the liaison with the client and making sure you clean up after yourself, all that sort of thing, and getting your invoices and your quotes out on time, that really, polishes your business, and it shows that you're really on top of your game. And I suppose that, and looking through, your award, that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a big part of it. It's one of the biggest sides of you know, keeping your customers happy. It's the biggest gripe we get, you know, through our customers. Oh, this guy never called me back, or, you know, said he'd be here and never turned up, and now I can't get a hold of him, or the quote never came. So, you know, we made a point to try and sort all those problems out. We still disappoint the odd person here or there. You can't keep everybody happy all the time, but if you can systemise everything as best you can and use the technology that's out there as well.
So if you were given a tip to other trades people out there, not just plumbers, would you say that just be diligent with answering phone calls and getting back to clients would be one of the key things to run? It's pretty simple stuff, isn't it?
Yep. You know, and just be honest. You know, if you can't make it, you can't make it. If you're too busy, you don't know.
No one minds if you get a phone call.
You don't want to lose the job to someone else. It is hard to hear. Oh, we'll just get someone else, and then you sort of think again. But you can't do everything.
No, you can't. That's exactly right. Hey, with this whole building consent, the changes, you know, with people building up to 30 square meter properties, that, you know, it's coming in, is it August? Is that what we said? It's coming in August. Is that going to affect plumbing at all, or not really?
Yeah, I'm not too sure on that, to be honest.
I
haven't heard the plumbing side of that yet. I think that's yet to be, you know, people want to add in a sink or a toilet or something. It's still a bit of a, I think you still need a, check with the councils and make sure, you know, if customers want to know, they really need to talk to the council and ask those questions.
Yeah.
It saves a lot of time mucking around to,
hey, you guys have, as your company name suggests, you know, using modern technology, is that trade-specific management software, is that what you do?
Yeah, we use Fergus at the moment, and they've been pretty good. Great software, but there's a lot of them out there. Yeah, and, you know, email. Ever since I started in business, I started on MYOB. I think it was one of the main reasons I went out on my own, because I knew you could email invoice, you didn't have to do all this paperwork, and then it just got better and better as I went along.
I agree. I think it's helped a lot of small businesses across the board. Not really, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but those online platforms for your software, for your accounting and doing your invoicing and everything, it has made life a little bit more simple, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, and then you can add in your photos and all that sort of thing, keep records, your gas certificates all in the one program, and you can call people from there, text them from there, automatic reminders of overdue bills and all sorts of stuff like that. Really, time-saving. And you can set up your quotes to be pre-populated and, you know, just touch them up for each job, depending on what's involved. And
Now, I'm just looking at a photo of you in front of your lovely-looking van, all nicely sign-written there. Presentation of not only your vehicle but your uniform, so to speak, is obviously pretty important as well. Do you obviously you've got a couple of guys that work for you. Providing a uniform and keeping everyone looking nice and tidy on site is obviously a big part of your image as well.
Yeah. I guess I picked that up from Dr. Plummer when I was working for him. He was pretty keen on having a decent shirt and looking the part. We're always going into rentals and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you don't want some guy turning up who looks like he's just walked in off the street. So,
that's a really good point. You give a 15-year labour guarantee. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It hasn't shot me in the foot too much yet. But, it's a point of difference. If you do the job right, you install it properly with the right products and in the right way, then you should last, the material should last, your fixed piping and that sort of thing.
I see a lot of plumbing and building products on different websites for sale that are not through, you know, like a big plumbing store or hardware store. And then, you know, people are installing things that may come in from China that haven't met our standards. Have you seen any of these sort of things in place that where they've failed and you know, where people think they're saving money and they've bought, you know, maybe a wing back or something that's exploded in the wall? It's just not worth shopping online for that sort of stuff, is it?
No.
When I mean shopping online, I don't mean, you know, we're going through this, like Trade Me to buy a product that's non-branded or...
Yeah. No, we do come across it now and then. You know, it's not really huge for us anyway, but, you know, things that bought off maybe off AliExpress or Wish or something that's come over from China or wherever, you know, that the cartridge can't handle in a tap. But then there are a lot of copycats out there. It is a bit of a concern. You know, you want to buy something that's watermark certified. We don't have a law like Australia does that you have to have that yet, but we need to have some sort of regulation on those fittings because it doesn't take much sort of, you know, frost or UV that can damage pipe when it's not installed right or not the right type of material. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Yeah. Hey, well, it's been great talking to you, Jamin, and once again, congratulations on your award. Hopefully you'll be having, you know, since the laws have changed and we can have 100 people around, I hope you're having a wee little shindig tonight.
Yeah, well, we're planning a bit of a dinner just with the team soon, so I'm just sort of sussing out where we're going to go, but it's going to be good once we get back to a bit more normal. It's been an interesting time. We're down a little bit from May, but, you know, we'll leave everyone else, tough it out and keep back into it. So,
Jamin, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
I guess jump on our website, iplumber.co.nz, and you can get in touch through there or, you know, give us a call, 027-PLUMBER. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we'll let you get back to that walk. Thanks so much for taking time to have a chat to us this morning.
All good. Thanks for the call.